Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today, I'm going to be speaking to Washoe County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung about the vision for Washoe County, what we do with our wastewater, and an innovative new approach to save lives. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Washoe County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung. Vaughn, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here.
Well, hey, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about where you represent in Washoe County. You're District 4. So where is District 4?
District 4 is all of Spanish Springs. You go Pyramid Highway. I have east of Pyramid, virtually all the way to the river and all the way out to Wadsworth. So it's a fairly large district.
And I know that your district, infrastructure is something that we deal with a lot on a local level. And I know that one of the issues in your district is traffic and, you know, how you mitigate and manage that. Is that still one of the number one issues for your residents?
Absolutely, yeah. We're always thinking about traffic. Pyramid and McCarran. In fact, Pyramid and McCarran has just come up for bid, so we're looking to get that behind us in the next few years. That promises to be a great project. And then, of course, down south with the push through of the Southeast Connector, which will connect to the end of Sparks Boulevard, that's going to be a great way for Sparks to access South Reno and South Reno to access Sparks.
I know. I can't wait. That's going to be a lot quicker to get to the IMAX theater from my house, you know, than where I have to go around. You know, even though it's had a tremendous amount of controversy, that's one of the things that I think there's a disconnect with people. When we talk about local government and what local government does in terms of building and managing the infrastructure and planning for land use, it's really not something that people normally think about. We don't think about our local people making those decisions because, hey, everything's working right until it isn't. So how do we balance that when we're looking at things like the Tesla effect? How do we plan for that?
Well, you know, we look at our plans. We have 2, 5, 10, 15, 20-year plans, and we try to look out in terms of not only need, but where growth would potentially occur. And it's very difficult because we don't build infrastructure prior to growth occurring. So we follow growth. And those long-range plans, they really dictate how we're going to look in terms of land use. And so as developers come in and want to do land use changes, then we manipulate our plans and change our plans so that we can accommodate that growth.
And those do have an impact. I mean, I look at Pyramid Highway 20 years ago. Hey, that was a great road, right? Go up to the Pyramid Lake. I mean, it was easy. I mean, today, that's a road I try at all costs to avoid. So, you know, it's not necessarily a decision that the county makes, but you're kind of following where that development's going. And you look at the growth that's happened in your area. I don't know that we've had, you know, I don't know if we can point to an area, maybe South Reno, where we've had as much growth as Spanish Springs.
Spanish Springs has had a tremendous amount of growth. And as a matter of fact, we've lived out there in February. It'll be 29 years in the same home. And so we've seen a tremendous amount of growth occur around us. And Pyramid Highway has changed substantially. When we moved out there, it was a two-lane road, and it's now, of course, four lanes, and it really does need to be a six-lane road, three lanes in each direction. And that is certainly on the horizon. I know RTC is looking at it, NDOT. It's a NDOT right-of-way, and so we know that we need additional capacity in Spanish Springs. So it's one of those scenarios where should we have built more capacity on the road, or do we wait for growth to occur? And the answer is, of course, we have to wait for growth to occur because growth will pay for that additional capacity.
Now, when you say that, what does that mean? I mean, you know, growth pays for growth. We hear that down in Las Vegas, and people say, it isn't true here. Growth doesn't pay for growth. How do we make sure up here in Washoe County that growth does pay for itself?
Well, we have all manner of things in place. Impact fees, as an example. So when a developer comes in and wants to do, let's just say, a housing development, they pay a regional road impact fee. Many times they'll enter into a process called CCFEA, which is a contractor contribution front-end agreement, or a capital contribution front-end agreement. And that capital contribution front-end agreement means that they'll build additional capacity in an area, and they'll take credits for that can be utilized elsewhere in that benefit district.
So when we're looking at these strategic plans, you know, 20 years, it's very hard to anticipate what's going to happen 20 years. So how do you look forward, and how do we evaluate kind of where we are? It sounds like we're taking looks at it every couple of years. Does that change that ultimate 20-year vision?
Absolutely. That's a living document. And nobody has a crystal ball as to where growth is going to occur, how fast it's going to occur. I mean, look at where we were prior to the downturn. There seemed to be no end in sight, and then suddenly the economy came to a screeching halt. And so it's constantly a living document. We try to keep our finger on the pulse, as does the city of Reno and the city of Sparks. We can really kind of get a feel based on building permits and what's coming in. But developers now are very cautious. They don't want to get themselves into the same scenario where they have a lot of excess inventory, and so it's really kind of a balancing act right now.
All right, I want to talk about that when we come back on Nevada Newsmakers with County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino, Reno.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Washoe County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung. We are talking about growth. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about developers not wanting to have excess inventory of homes on hand. We've heard Mike Komierski with EDON say we're going to need homes for 60,000 people here in northern Nevada. So when you think about the kind of impact, and I mean, that's what's happening out at the Tahoe Arena Industrial Center. That's what we see happening in the North Valleys, you know, in terms of logistics. And I mean, I think there's a lot of positive energy for the economy in northern Nevada. But it also gets down to, you know, away from the sexy things like, you know, Tesla and batteries and drones to how do we manage the roads? How do we manage wastewater? And that's something that you've spent a lot of time on. So where are we at in terms of, number one, do we have enough water to support those residents? And then how do we deal with the wastewater?
Well, let's start with EDON. EDON's done a phenomenal job. Mike Komierski and his team have done an amazing job of bringing growth to northern Nevada. They bring a lot of new businesses in every day. And these are quality businesses, and they're going to bring a very quality workforce along with it, and as well as building our own workforce. Those requirements will mean that we need to obviously respond to the growth. Part of that is, of course, water. We've just survived 5 years of some of the worst drought that northern Nevada has ever recorded. And we're moving forward, and Tumwa is very, very well situated. They're in a very good position. Their drought storage is very good. We just rectified TROA, which means we have the ability to...
What's TROA?
TROA is the Truckee River Operating Agreement. And
okay.
And what that does is it was a document that was entered into, an agreement that was entered into a number of years ago, about 2008, and it contemplated how we would deal with some of our water and our water storage. And we now have the ability to store water upstream in other facilities earlier than we ever have before. And so this is really a
great... So we're talking about Boca and Stampede and those areas?
Boca and Stampede and Prosser are federally managed, but Tumwa is Independence and now Donner Lake, and we're in the process of acquiring the rest of Donner Lake, where we will own 100% of that.
Beautiful. So one of the things that we did here during the whole Tesla effect, the Tesla debate, was wastewater. We're going to need new wastewater treatment facilities. Now, you kind of have an innovative approach to how Washoe County, how we as your region should deal with this.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it innovative. The only thing new in the world is the history that you don't know. This has been contemplated for a long time, and it's been done other places. And it's currently being done other places. And what it is how we deal with water in all of its forms. I personally believe that water, regardless of the form that it's in, is an asset and not a liability. Of course, wastewater itself has to be treated, and so that does become a liability to us. But once we treat it and it turns into effluent, then it becomes an asset for us. And I call it the inevitable alchemy of time, where something that we think is not terribly precious right now and something that we may need to get rid of will become very precious to us in the future. So the example here is Washoe County has three facilities. We have the South Truckee Meadows facility, we have a Lemon Valley facility, and then we also have a Cold Springs facility. And each one of those facilities is a standalone treatment plant. Now, the South Truckee Meadows facility, it's an amazing plant. It's very clean, very, very high-quality plant, and it turns out a Class A effluent, which means that it can be utilized. We water Wolf Run, we water Arrow Creek, we water schools, we water parks.
Those are the pink pipes I tell my kids. Never drink water out of the purple
pipes.
That's
correct. Yeah. And we're using it for other commercial uses, such as instead of putting potable water down for dust mitigation, we're using it for dust mitigation for construction sites, and we're also using it for concrete batch plants. And so there's a myriad of uses that we can use it for.
So there's a way to monetize what, as you said, the you know, alchemy of time, right? Precious alchemy of time.
That's right.
We take this something that, you know, who wants to deal with, you know, effluent, and we can monetize it. Now, I would guess we have a cycle in that market, right?
Well, there is, and of course, there's industrial users out at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center that would like to utilize that at Trick. And we have other users around the region that would like to utilize it. So this is not a conversation about who should get what or where it should go. It's really a conversation about making sure that we treat it as an asset. And in many cases, it could be utilized to recharge our groundwater system. So the example here is in our Cold Springs plant. We pump all of that water into a rapid infiltration basin, which is an RIB. And that
rapid infiltration basin.
Okay. Correct. And what that does is it allows that water to percolate back down into the aquifer. So it is essentially recharging those basins.
And as it does that, it's getting clean, right? I mean, the earth filters it.
Mother Nature is cleaning the water as she does every single day. You know, water evaporates from the oceans, and it comes and it falls in the form of snow and rain. And it flows down the mountains, and it's cleaned by that action. It flows down into the earth, and it's purified. So this is a very natural process.
And it sounds like this is a innovative approach. All right, we gotta take a break. We're going to be right back with Washoe County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
With AT&T, the choice is yours. You only pay for the services you need to make your bundle work for you.
Call now to get high-speed internet for just $15 a month for 12 months with a one-year term, with TV, home phone, or even wireless on one AT&T bill.
With U-verse high-speed internet, you get fast speed at an affordable price. And a Wi-Fi gateway that connects all your devices so you can save on mobile data usage at home.
Call now to get high-speed internet for just $15 a month for 12 months with a one-year term, with TV, home phone, or even wireless.
And for a limited time, switch to AT&T and get an extra $100 reward card.
Don't wait. Call this number today.
Get more choices to bundle and save, because with AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
I don't know. Going back to school just seems impossible.
Allison, what's the real issue here?
It's too much money and there's not enough time.
That's why WGU reinvented higher education. You can move through courses faster and graduate for half the cost.
Really?
Honey, just listen to the bird.
You okay?
Innovative, online, and surprisingly affordable. WGU Nevada. It's a new kind of you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Washoe County Commissioner Vaughn Hartung. Okay, we were talking about water, and you're right. These aren't sexy things that we're talking about. I mean, these aren't the kind of things that drive people. But these are the things that if we don't take a look at it now and make these decisions, we could be like California.
Central California, exactly, where they have to truck in their water supply. And so you're right. This is effluent is not sexy. Water purification is not sexy until you go to your tap and you turn it on and nothing comes out. And so consequently, we all understand this. This is a conversation that we're engaged in right now so that we can make sure that we have a sustainable water supply for the future, for future growth and for future generations.
Beautiful. Now, something else I want to talk about. I mean, I love talking about innovation in government because something that really isn't at the forefront of a lot of our brains, we think as government is bureaucratic and slow and not very nimble. But you handed me this brochure, and this is Lucas chest compression system that is being utilized right now in your district. Can you tell us about this and why Washoe County has purchased these machines?
Well, this is a single machine. It's not utilized yet. It'll roll out after the first
of
the year.
So it's a test.
Well, we are in the process of purchasing it. It's an amazing little unit, and what it is it's a CPR unit, and it'll do about 100 compressions a minute. It does not get tired, and it's going to save lives, which goes back to Washoe County's goal, which is the same goal that the municipalities have as well, the city of Reno, city of Sparks, which is a healthy, safe, secure community. Anytime you have a heart attack victim and they require CPR, it's an arduous task. And it doesn't matter whether you're a trained firefighter, trained paramedic, it's still very, very tiring. This little machine will complete that task. It will ride along with the patient to the hospital, continuing to give CPR if necessary, and it can stay with the patient as long as necessary.
So a big debate that we've had over the last few years when we talk about fire services, how many people are going to be on the crew? Is it going to be
Correct.
A three-man crew or a four-man crew? And that has been a huge bone of contention for the city, for the counties, for the firefighters. This really can operate as that additional person, especially on those types of cases.
It can act as an additional person, but really the four-man crew is very different. It's not designed necessarily, although it's very efficient to have four men for EMS calls, but it really more comes back to two in, two out. EMS calls, RMSA shows up with two people on their rigs. So our firefighters many times have to assist. This certainly can take the place of a person doing chest compressions, and it can do it more effectively, more efficiently. And it's not just compressions, because there's a suction cup on this little machine, and we'll bring it back and we'll actually give you guys a demonstration.
I'd love to see that.
Perhaps next month sometime,
sure.
In the coming months. And what it does is it actually sticks to the chest, and it compresses and recoils, so it both pushes and pulls blood throughout the body. So this is a very, very efficient way to administer CPR, and we're really excited about it. This is the first one in Northern Nevada. I purchased it through discretionary funds that each one of us is given for Station 17 in Spanish Springs, which will serve Spanish Springs and virtually all of North Sparks and many places in Sparks. We're looking to put one out in Cold Springs through a partnership that we have with Lifestyle Homes, and then we're looking to have them all over the county because we're applying for grants.
So why did you choose those two areas?
Well, I chose Spanish Springs, of course, because Station 17 is in my district, but it also serves a very big part of Sparks because we have a wonderful mutual and auto aid agreement with both entities right now, but we'll go on calls for them, they go on calls for us, so this is going to be a lifesaver.
Something's changed a little bit in the last few years, so, I mean, you know, I appreciate that you're doing this. Now, will this work on anybody? I mean, will it only work, you know, if you're, I mean, this kind of looks, this looks pretty, you know, pretty tight for a lot of guys, but I guess it's adjustable. I mean, will this work on all types of bodies?
It will. It is very adjustable, and in fact, it will handle virtually all body types and styles. So it's going to be a phenomenal addition to our crews.
I love that. You know, one thing, but before we go, I'd be remiss to if I didn't mention this. It has been in the paper the last few weeks up here in Northern Nevada. Washoe County Manager John Slaughter got a good review, actually told the commission he didn't want his raise, and instead he wanted that to go to staff bonuses. So, I mean, that has to make you proud as a Washoe County Commissioner that we have a county manager that's willing to do that.
Well, you know, John is an amazing fellow. I've known John for many years. He has never disappointed us as the county manager. We went through this nationwide search of you know, finding just the right person, and then lo and behold, we had just the right guy right in our very fold. I actually knew it all the time. It was in the back of my mind. I was very excited that John applied. He's a great leader. He's a very humble leader, and we're really blessed to have him in Washoe County.
Hey, fantastic. That's where we have to end it. Vaughn, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
The federal health care law requires all of us to have health insurance. In Nevada, NevadaHealthLink.com is the place to go to research and purchase state-certified health insurance plans based on your income. Don't take chances with other websites. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or call 855-768-5465. Free assistance from licensed enrollment professionals is available to help you choose the right plan.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews, and I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
It takes attention to detail. With your local Bryant dealer, you're getting more than just a technician. You're getting someone who pays attention to your needs and the little things that make a big difference. It takes the dealer you can rely on. And to keep your family warm this winter,
here, let me show you how this works.
It takes Bryant.
Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Trusted, family-owned, Cavalero Heating and Air Conditioning will keep your home warm all winter. Call today.
Tune into Nevada Newsmakers on Sam Shad on TV, on the internet, or on radio. Thank you for watching and listening.